Blog Talk Radio.
This beat right here is out of control.
Hey.
Hot hands and beyond knows. This beat right here is out of control.
All right.
Hot hands and beyond knows. This beat right here is out of control.
Yep.
Hot hands and beyond knows. When y'all hear me say, get out.
Look at here now. Come on, get it in gear now. Beyond nose and kicks in the dough. Giving you a little something you can feel now.
All right.
You at the bar, put your beer down.
You.
And if you got a chair, don't sit down. Let yourself go. Get on the floor. Have a little fun. Let your legs kick round. Little kids do it in the street. And man, the ladies make it look sweet.
All right.
They say that this top five.
Hey.
They know I'm bringing the heat. See, you really gotta move your feet. And you gotta try to keep up with your beat. This dance is so unique.
Come on. I bet you can't do it like me.
Well, I'll be John Brown.
Hey.
They doing the John Brown. Everybody around town. Doing the John Brown. I'll be John Brown.
Hey.
Look at how it's going down. Everybody around town. Doing the John Brown.
Get on the dance floor like you don't know how.
All right, all right. What an interest. Oh, my God. I love that song. Everybody, that was doing the John Brown by John L. Brown. And I have a special guest on the show today, the creator, the originator, the one and only, Mr. John L. Brown. He is the person who has made it and made it possible for us to be out and go out into the community and be the voice that you hear on every Saturday and every Sunday. Hello, John L. Brown. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Miss Carla. I'm doing just fine. How are you today?
I am doing great. You know, John, I've had many guests on the show, and I have really been excited about those guests. But I'm super extra excited about having you on Uplifting Talk Show Louisiana with me today, because I feel that it's important for the listeners to actually find out who is the man that brings on Carla Serenity and who is the man who created Uplifting Community Talk Show, not just Louisiana, but Uplifting Community Talk Show, period. So again, on this beautiful Saturday, I just want to say thank you. And now it's time that we let the world know who you are. So I introduce to you John L. Brown. Tell us, John, what was the reason that you started this talk show? Why was that?
Okay, well, let's go back a little bit, okay? Tell you a little bit about myself first, and then it's going to lead up to why I did that. Well, I lived in Louisiana. I went in the military. And when I got out of the military, I traveled throughout the United States. I lived in Texas, Colorado. I lived in Utah. I've been to Mexico, Salt Lake City, Utah, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and end up in California, went back home, and came back. And I lived in a hood all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I worked in the hood. I've lived there, and I saw struggling people. And
okay,
I looked
shout out to all
sales. Yeah, and I looked at that, and I say, well, you know one thing? These are good people. But... Mm-hmm. Is nobody out here is really trying to help them. And to be honest with you, I didn't know that, you know, it was so many people out there trying to make a difference because I was blinded to it. So
right.
What I did, you know, I wrote a book called The Unspoken, What the World Don't Talk About.
Right.
And it got out a little bit. Then I did I wrote another book, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes.
Wow.
Okay, things that's going on in the communities that we just keep on walking, you know, and we act like we don't see it. We put a blind
right.
eye to it.
Right, right.
Then
well,
I
here,
say, well,
I'm
you know.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead,
then
John.
I say, well, you know one thing? I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to do a documentary to show them what I'm talking about. So I did the documentary. I went to different people, the homeless, people that's actually struggling, that's trying to make a difference. Young people that done been into the judiciary system, and talked to them, you know, and it was the documentary was very, 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 very powerful, very powerful. So, I said, well, you know one thing, people still wasn't hearing me. It was like, you know, it's like, you know, you know how that goes, Carla, when you're trying to get the word out and you're trying to get people to see that, you know, that stop being so blind. You're trying to get people to stop being so blind to what's really going on in their community.
Eyes wide open, they can't see anything. See, John, that's why I needed to have you on the show, because I wanted to make sure that they knew that, you know, that uplifting community isn't just about bringing people on. No, uplifting community is in addition to bringing people on so that they can tell us about their latest project, they can tell us about what they're doing and where they're going when it comes to going back to uplifting the community. Now, you said something that was very important, and being that, you know, you and I are from Louisiana, it's not just in Louisiana, because you are actually in California right now, and I'm pretty sure you see. Now, everybody's talking about woke. Everybody want to be woke. You know, everybody want to be woke. Everybody's saying wake up. But to me, it's like you could be the most verbal woke person that can speak and, you know, able to articulate these things. But if you're still blind, then you're still sleeping. And what I love about Uplifting Community is that we want to make sure that people know that it's not just the radio show. This is something where we feel like we're going to start going out in the community, because each one of us are contributing, and each one of our guests on both shows are contributing as well. So you're in California. What do you see the difference is when it comes to California moving forward with them, with uplifting the community and Louisiana?
Okay, let me break it down to you. Okay, but to finish and to tell you, but with all of that, that's how Uplifting Community got started. Okay?
Yes.
Now, but if you go to McDonald's in California, okay, and go to McDonald's in Louisiana, what difference would you see?
I've never been to McDonald's in California.
Okay. Okay. Now, the reason why I said that, Carla, to say this, there is no difference. Okay, when you've been into a community that's struggling, there is no difference regardless of what part of the United States you've at.
Right.
It's like a model. It's like they built a model.
Right.
Okay. With the struggling communities, because you're going to find the same thing. You're going to find homelessness. You're going to find people not having jobs in the communities.
Yes.
You're going to find drugs in the communities. You're going to find a lot of things in the communities. So it's like a model been built.
Yes.
Okay? And this is what? There's no separation. Your community out there where you're living at, either Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Opelousas, I'm not really sure. But it's no different from the communities right here in Sacramento. Okay?
Right.
You still find the same problems.
Okay.
And systematically.
Go ahead.
Systematically, there is nothing place to uplift our communities. Systematically, I'm talking about systematically. I'm not talking about one individual, two individual. And until we get things set in place, Carla, systematically to help our communities, to build it, and we can do that, okay, well, nothing is really going to change. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, right. The only thing that we, and this is what the talk show is all about. It's about mm-hmm. getting people to start going to their, find out what people doing. But we talk about this all the time when we, especially on the Sunday show, mm-hmm. getting people, you know, our adult lead, our adults, to start taking people to the city council meetings.
Yes.
To find out what's going on in their communities. Sometimes they build a store, you know, right down the street, and we don't even know that. We don't, oh, they're building something. They will be walking, oh, they're building something right down the street. I don't know what that is. Do that make mm-hmm. any sense for you to not know what that is?
Right.
You should know.
And that's, right, but a lot of people will say, John, just to be the advocate here, and these are some of the things that I've heard, a lot of people will say that other nationalities can come into our neighborhoods and build these stores and get everything because they have help from the government. And when a black-owned or a minority would decide to do something like that, they don't really get that same type of support. I know for me personally, my dollars go everywhere. I'm going to be honest with you. I go where I'm treated fairly. I go where, you know, I get the best service. And fortunately for me, those have been in mostly, you know, black communities. But the reason why a lot of people don't know is because I really feel like a lot of people don't want to know. I'm finding that with our new president and with people actually just saying, well, you know, that's just how it is. And that's not how it is because, like you were saying, they do need to go to the city council meetings. I need to start going to the city council meetings. I need to get more involved when it comes to the neighborhoods and everything so that I should be able or we should be able to inform. So, yeah, I guess you're right. A McDonald's in the hood, you know, are on the north side of what we call Upper Side Lafayette compared to, you know, upper side or northern side of California, or is it Compton? I don't know. It's pretty much the same.
Right.
I told someone that I want to go to California, but I wanted to ride through Compton, and they were like, are you crazy? I was like, well, I saw the movie Friday. They're like, wow, you're so country. But tell us about your documentary, because it sounds like everything that you're talking about is also seen in that you can see the passion in your documentary. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, the documentary itself, what I did real life interviews with real people. Okay, and had them talk about the devastations that they didn't went through in the last past 10 years. You know, we even talk about I had one lady on a documentary. I even asked her the questions, you know, about the churches. And she said on the documentary, and she's this lady here, matter of fact, Miss Lomax, she mm-hmm. just made 89 years old.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I wanted to interview her because, you know, she was still active in the communities, well, in the church. And she been there. You know what I'm saying? She been there. She done seen the changes. And like she said, you know, the churches are different, you know,
yes.
these days from way back. She said these days the churches is about that almighty dollar.
Let's not even talk
you know,
about that. You sure you want to go there,
you know,
John?
Well, you mean because,
let's go.
You know. And she said it upsets her. You know, she says it's a lot of disrespecting with the members. There's a lot of toward the pastors and the pastors disrespecting their members. You know, I mean, she said it's completely different. I've interviewed another lady. She's a struggling mom. She have maybe about 5-6 kids, but she's the type of moms to where as though she let other people come and live in her house. Those that
oh,
struggle.
Really?
Right. You know how some people is like that. And she
right.
was saying that in the last past year, she know 30. This is the thing. 30 young people have lost their lives.
Oh, my God.
Through gang violence. This is 30 people in the last past years. Now, you got to remember the
documentary was done
about a year and a half ago. So,
yeah.
You know, but during that time, 30 people that she know of that then lost their lives through, you know, gun violence, died, you know, because of some type of illness that they didn't have medical insurance that they probably could have saved their life and things of that nature. I've interviewed, you know, different people to let people see the problems that that's going on into the communities. And there is no, you know, it's help, but the help is not being passed along, you know, in our community. You know, I asked one lady if she think that we should have more medical centers in the black communities. And she said, of course. She said, there is none. Matter of fact, there's none in her community. They have to go 20 miles. She said 10 to 20 miles in South Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And is a medical center up there where everybody go. You know, it's just one. And I say,
well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. I know you are familiar with the gentleman who was actually on
Roland Martin.
Roland Martin, right. Show Dr. Umar?
Yeah, Umar Johnson.
Okay, well, Dr. Umar, I was watching the show, and he was saying on one of his podcasts that the reason why he decided to go into that field is because there is a lack of psychiatrists in the black community because it's not pushed. And he said it is so needed because it seems to be a residual cycle. It seems to be a cycle that's happening when it comes to our young people and when they don't need to go see a psychiatrist. Because most black men are raised to say, you can deal with it, you got it, you're strong, you're mighty, you're king, you all of these things. And then they pass it down to their boys. And most black mothers, you know, the ratio of single parents is, you know, it's a high number in the black community. So a lot of them are like, I'm a strong black woman, I got this, I'm independent. You know, a song was even made by, you know, the INDEN, you know, that song. So I feel like if we can do something where it's like bring, you know, at least encourage people, not just black people, but people in general, to go see somebody, go talk to somebody, because you're right, a lot of the churches right now, you can't do that these days. I can remember back in the days, well, I was a child, but I can remember back in the days where you can go to pastor and tell pastor your darkest secrets. And guess what? It would stay right there. But now you go into the churches and you try to tell pastor something, guess what? Everybody in the church know about it. And now that we have social media, guess what? Everybody on social media knows about it. So it suppresses more, and I think that's where the high ratios are coming from when it comes to the suicide, you know, amongst kids. Have you seen that lately? Like, there are so many kids who are on social media and out there shooting each other in the neighborhood, killing each other and all of that, and I feel like as a responsibility, it's our responsibility for us to make sure that we continue to bring people on the show that would allow them to talk about their resources and get it out there when it comes to helping our community. So
yes.
You're right about churches. You know, I had a big debate about that just last weekend where someone had the audacity to tell me that I had to be in church every Wednesday or Thursday and I had to be in church every Sunday. Listen, I'm not knocking it, John. However, with that being said, if you grew up in shut-ins, meaning that you go in on a Friday and you don't come out until Sunday and you grow up apostolic or Southern Baptist and you see what's really going on, it's kind of hard for you to do that. And then if you see
And tell me if you see this in California. If you see the church is growing, but the only people that are profiting are the pastor, the first lady, and the family of the pastor, then we got a problem. We have a serious problem with that. So I feel like you can get that from anywhere, but also that's why we have the show. And that's why I have you on today.
Yeah, and I agree with it. But to go back a little bit with Dr. Umar Johnson, you mentioned his name. I have a lot of respect for that brother, and the reason for that is because he talked real. His, you know, he could be a little hard sometime, but sometimes you have to be hard in order for people to listen. You know, he says something that I agree with, and I've been saying that a lot of for a long time. He was saying that about, you know, systematically we are not benefited, and the only reason why we're gonna be benefited, well, a black man gonna be benefited, is through systematically. They got to put things in place. You know, one person can't do it. We got to not only build laws, but systematically, if you understand where I'm coming from.
I got it.
You know, and I agree with him 100% because I've been saying that since I wrote my first book, The Unspoken, mm-hmm. What the World Don't Talk About. There's a lot of things in our communities that we just sweep under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
We sweep under the rug, and we don't want to talk about it. But we have to start talking about this. And this is another reason why, you know, I created the talk show, Uplifting Communities, mm-hmm. is because for us to start getting some dialogue with each other throughout the United
right.
States. Because like I said, when you went to one hood, passed through one hood,
mm-hmm. you passed.
I don't
through
care
them
where is that. You done passed through all of them because all mm-hmm. of them has the same type of problems: drugs, joblessness, you know, educational
mm-hmm.
problems,
mm-hmm.
bad schools. Grandma need her lawn cut.
Right.
We have
right.
transportational problems for the elder and the sick to get to the hospitals.
Right.
You know, we have all
right.
of these problems. So, you know, if a person really want to make a decent, good, honest living, they can
mm-hmm.
provide these services in our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I know one guy up there in my hometown. I was raised in a little town called Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, that little town.
Yeah. and so I know one guy personally, and that's what he does. He helps people in the communities. They call him and ask him to take them to the store. He do that. He take people to the doctor's appointment and
wow.
things of that
well,
nature. And he does that from the goodness of his heart.
Give his name, mm-hmm. John.
Huh?
If you can, give his name. Let people know.
His name is Tommy Ray Cole.
Oh, Tommy. This is Tommy.
Yes. This brother right here does a lot in his community. And also he's a writer, a stage play writer. He's an author. But he does things in his communities and don't charge nobody anything. This is
nice.
What I'm talking about. You know, we
yes.
have
we're
to start
have to have
doing
that. Tommy on the show to let people
yeah.
know. And it's just,
uh-huh.
and you know, that's why I do what I do with the young ladies. As a matter of fact, young kids, I'm actually getting ready to have a seminar, a conference for young people, and it's sponsored by one of our senators here. Because they believe in what I do. So, of course, you know, I'll be sharing that with you all and everything. But, John, I just want to say that I am truly humbled to be one of your hosts on your show. And it was just so amazing once
we started for the Louisiana segment, how many people were doing some amazing things that people had no idea what they were doing because they were caught up on what was going on the outside of these people, not even realizing that, hey, these people are doing some amazing things. And I love how we shock the audience when they find out that, wait, this isn't just a NFL player. This isn't just a young lady who's a school teacher. This isn't just an actor. This is somebody who's actually doing something for the community. And our guests range from, you know, mom and pop or homegirl or homeboy on up to, you know, people who are actually really well known. And I think that's why it was so important to have you on this show today, so that you can really explain to them what it was really all about, how has it originated, and what we plan on doing moving forward when it comes to Louisiana and California.
Right. Well, let me say this here. Well, I'm the guest on the show, but I'm still running the board, and you have a caller coming in, and also we only got like 3.5 minutes left on the show. So you want to let the caller in? He can say something for about a minute? Okay.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, caller, state your name and where you calling from.
Tony Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Hey, Mr. Tony Cole.
Hello, how you doing, Miss Serena? And Mr. Brown, how you all?
How you doing?
Good, good, good. Hey, I understand you only have a few minutes there. John, hey, look, we appreciate what you're doing, you and Miss Serenity there. Look, you're right, man. We need a system set up to where, well, we can do better in our community. You know, a lot of times, you know, our black relatives or so, you know, they get their hands on some funds, and when they do, they'll run and go into the finer neighborhoods, which are mostly Caucasians, and so you're taking those funds with you, and you're actually supporting them and their communities, and you're leaving us, you know, and that's somewhat unfair to the community, because here's where you've grown up at. Now you're doing better and you just take off. You know, you forget about everyone else. And it shouldn't be like that. You know, that system should be set up and every individual that's doing well, especially, should be in there supporting it in every way they can, that we can grow as a nation and as a people that we won't have to be out of the street. We won't have to have drugs running through the neighborhood and stuff. So hey man, I commend you on that. And Miss Serenity, I like your show, man. I've been checking you guys out.
All right. Well, Carla.
Thank you.
Carla,
we got a
minute and a half left. Start closing this out.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much, Tommy Cole, for calling in today. We know you are our number one fan, and we definitely love you for that, out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. John L. Brown, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to have you on the show today and also being able to express and tell people exactly what it is that we're about. For our listeners out there, we just want to say thank you so much for listening to Uplifting Community Talk Show Louisiana. And remember, our voice is your voice, so let us all be heard. Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
All right. Good night.